The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome to Hump Day here on KCNR 1460. I'd forgotten all about it. You know, the days I remember it and you don't. They're not quite as full and vibrant as when you remember it and I forget, Bad Bob. So I appreciate that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. It's 7:07 this morning because we listened to It's Hump Day. 605-4567 is our phone number and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Linda's a little bit underneath the weather today, so Bad Bob's got the weather under control. Indeed. Speaking of being under the weather, he's with the weather.
And today forecast to be nearly the same as yesterday and high near 90 degrees, overnight low right around 60 degrees. That's what you call good sleeping weather. Warm up a little bit as we head into the weekend, but looks like we are all done with the triple digits on this first day of autumn. It is currently 56 degrees in Reading, and the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It is, and not only the first day of autumn, but it is also the beginning of Yom Kippur today. For those who are involved in that celebration. September the 23rd, Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years in the business. Obviously being run very, very efficiently, very well. It's one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and it's the top cardiac. One of the top cardiac hospitals, the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. This year. So it's, you know, Shasta Regional Medical Center treating people well. Okay. Gee, I'm just not even sure where I should start off today. Except, well, the Pope arrived in the United States. Are you Catholic, Bob? I mean, it's okay if you are.
No, actually, I was raised Episcopalian, which some people call Catholic light.
Yeah, Catholic light. Poor man's Catholic. You know, that's what I was told, because I was Episcopalian there for a while, too. You know, here it is. You know, I saw President, you know, remember when President Obama went over to the Saudi kings and all that, and he bowed, and then he said he didn't bow, but everybody could see he bowed. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
Much made of that.
Oh, yeah, much made of that. Well, as it should be. I mean, when does an American president bow to a Saudi king? I mean, they should be bowing to us.
It was that hope and change thing.
Wow, it sure changed a lot of people's thoughts right then. Anyway, when the Pope got off the plane, I think there's a name for the Pope's plane, by the way. Did you know that? It's, oh gosh, let me see. What is it called? It's
Spirit in the Sky?
I'm not sure. It's the Shepherd One. Shepherd One is the name of the
I can deal
plane.
With it.
Yeah. So he comes in, he gets off, and President Obama and Michelle and the two kids, and then Vice President Biden and his wife were all there. And President Obama nodded his head. You know, his head bowed. But the Pope was doing it at the same time. So they were kind of like nodding and bowing at each other. The Pope, who is, I think he's kind of like an activist Pope.
Oh, yeah.
So some people say that, hey, you're not reading enough into it. He's still against abortion. He's talked about climate change and immigration. Like, you know, Pope, worry about what's going on in the church so much. Maybe not so much about immigration. Redistribution of the wealth, which the Catholic Church, you know a lot of. You know, I know a lot of Catholics. And the fact is that, you know, I mean, very devout, many of them very devout. Others could care less what the tenets of the church are. Yet they're still Catholics. I don't understand how they
that
can
be
do
Nancy
that.
That would be Nancy Pelosi, right?
I think
calls
so.
Herself a,
because
a,
that
a,
leads
a,
us to
yeah.
the next thing right yeah. here is that you have people like Pelosi and others who are staunch Catholics or say they're staunch Catholics, yet they support the Democrats' voted to allow late-term abortions. They blocked legislation that would stop late-term abortions. Now, when you say late-term abortions, this is where a child, it's far enough in the third trimester, that child could live if given the chance.
Yeah.
Well, according to the Democrats, no, that they can kill these babies without even worrying about it. I mean, but you know what? You want to cut off that type of funding? No. So what if they could live? That's not the point. The point is that yet these people are screaming about the rights of illegals to be in this country, yet children being born to all races, to all ethnic groups, they're funding their elimination in the third trimester, which, what I understand, they can live.
And these people will show, these very same people will show up at the execution of the most heinous murderer possible with a little candle in their hand and whine about the humanity of that maltreatment. Hello!
So, Nancy and what's this guy's name? Reed. And rescue Democrats out there that are into this, you know, you believe it's okay to kill a baby. How droll. How droll on your part to do that. And then the lackluster, spineless Republicans who are trying to figure out a way to keep the government going, but somehow unfund or defund the Planned Parenthood. You know, it's not like Planned Parenthood is the only place out there that people can go to get help for their, women can go to, and men, I guess men too, women and men can go to get help on questions about birth control, about what's happening with their lives and all this. I mean, there's all different kinds of places out there. There's like, you know, there's another like 1,500 right here in California, maybe even more beyond whatever Planned Parenthood has, which is just a couple hundred. So it's interesting how that is, and how, what is Nancy Pelosi going to sit there and look at the Pope and say, you know, I'm a good Catholic? Because I think if you're following the religion, it should be the tenets of the religion. And if you can't, then you should maybe, you know, you can still be pious and still be religious, but you can change religions then. Go to Episcopalian or Methodist or other types of religions.
There are other options.
There's other options out there. So, okay. What else? Shooting out in Happy Valley. A daughter called about her father was acting erratic and suicidal. Other reports coming in, a man was walking around acting erratically with a long gun and a pistol. Sheriff's deputies went to the house, went and checked on it, and somehow there, and it's not clear, a confrontation began and the man was killed. Four deputies have been put on leave. They haven't released any names or anything, but it was it's an unhappy ending on something like this. But when you again, we go out and we have to, and it, again, you look at how things happen and how things, you know, immediately escalate or de-escalate. And that's the thing that this guy yesterday, Leon Evans, that was here on the show and then gave that speech yesterday at Sequoia, gave that talk yesterday in Sequoia, and I want to talk about that. But first we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, of course, which is really just one of the finest places ever to get coffee. Great prices. You can buy coffee by the pound there. It's coffee making machines. And of course, brew, beer, wine, all that kind of stuff. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. It has it all. Anything from a loose tobacco to pipe tobacco to any type of tobacco accessories you want. E-cigs, vapes, anything. Okay, it's got it all. And they also have a great, great, great walk-in humidor. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts in Espresso Joe's, too. It's a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew is. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. We want to talk about that meeting at Sequoia School yesterday. And where is the leadership? And whatever comes our way.
Smoking light. culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
From the exquisite artistry of the Moscow Ballet's world-class Russian dancers to the phenomenon of Blue Man Group, the Reading Civic Auditorium is showcasing some serious wow. The 15-16 theatrical season gives stage to the critically acclaimed and includes a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows. The season hails the Moscow Ballet's breathtaking return of the great Russian Nutcracker the Friday evening after Thanksgiving. The festive Christmas fantasy continues with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas show and stunning debut of the Reading Civic's very own production of a favorite classic, Christmas Carol, A Love Story. 2016 soars to new heights with the pop culture phenomenon Flashdance the Musical. The devilishly enthralling theatrical production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular Blue Man Group, and astonishing family entertainment of Chris Morandi's Stunt Dog Experience. For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt, Linda's a little bit underneath the weather today. I went to the recording studio yesterday and saw how it was being done. You know, the guy she works with, After Hours, or Bruce, used to be in Foreigner. Did you know that, Bob? I mean, this
that
is...
Effect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday. My gosh, he says, yeah, he says, playing in front of 75,000 people. I mean, this guy is laid back. Good guy. Good guy. Really good at what he does. Playing in front of 75,000 people. Just think about that.
Yeah.
And he was there, you know, their band was there with Prince and a couple other people. I mean, it was just wow. I mean, and he's got like platinum records on the wall, and gold records. I mean, he's got all that stuff. I mean, the man's for real. I mean, this is not a garage band kind of guy. I mean, except he's so nice, you would never know that he the stories that he has.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
I imagine.
But they're cool stories.
Bell curve for rock bands. You know, they start out playing like at county fairs and things like that. Then they're filling massive stadiums, and then on the far side of the curve, they're at a gaming casino near you.
Well, that may be, but then you got people like the Eagles, and you got some groups that are still. I mean, they're still selling out everything. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is 7:20. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. There, Ted Leidy and his team
Have a lot of different classes at different times for your basic CCW, and they also are having an advanced course. That's right. You think of it as CCW training on steroids. As it goes up, where you learn how to shoot in situations, you presenting the weapon, reloading, hiding, taking cover, all of these things at Northern Firearms Instruction for your concealed carry classes. If you don't have a gun, they will provide one for you until you can find one that fits you, and they'll help you with that too. Give them a call, 999-1822, or register online at readingccw.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. I understand that you've reached another milestone.
We have. Yesterday morning at 9 a.m., the people of Colusa County agreed that they do not have representation, and because of the lack of representation and the remedy that's been chosen is to separate the state into the state of Jefferson of Join. That's county number 10, and the second county in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, what they did is they went in, they informed the Board of Supervisors that Colusa, the largest city in Colusa County, their city council had signed a declaration 5-0. Williams, the second largest city in Colusa County, their city council had signed a declaration 4-0 along with the signatures. The people of Colusa County are moving forward. So they're in. Now, the Board of Supervisors in Colusa County are good people. Just a little apprehensive, but for the most part, they're good people. They could join us later, but at this point, it's a moot point because we've already got the declarations done. They've already been notarized. We have them in our hot little hands, and they'll be going into the Secretary of State along with three other counties, probably more here in the end of October.
Wow. So
yeah.
That looks pretty
good.
So
keep, this is the thing. And, of course, we talked to Ben Deasy at Fox News, and Ben's been great. I guess we were mentioned on Stossel the other night. It's really amazing. It's almost laughable. I was walking out of a store yesterday, and I was carrying a Jefferson shirt, and a businessman stopped me and said, "We need to do that." Got a brochure, and now he's signing a declaration from his business. I mean, it's probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen. We're getting north of 18,000 signatures here, and there's not a peep in the paper. Of course, everybody else talks about it, but it's pretty amazing to me.
Well, we have a few shows here on the station that talk about it, and I've noticed. You know what I notice more of? I walk. When I go into different stores, I see Jefferson State material, shirts, hats, bumper stickers,
really?
Being on sale everywhere.
Yeah, there's around, I would say, 40 retailers, including Mighty Fine Foods. But there's 40 in the Chevrons, Cross Petroleum and their stores.
There's one store that, and it'll remain nameless only because I need to go down and talk to them a little bit. But
who's that?
They have, well, I'm not going to say who the store is, but I'm going to tell you what happened.
I didn't hear the first part.
I want to talk about a store and that somebody came in because they were selling Jefferson. State of Jefferson stuff. And they say, "I don't like this." And the guy says, "Wow." He says, "Well, we'll miss you." And, I mean, it's, you don't have to buy it if you don't want to. This is just, this is for other customers that do. And so, I thought that was interesting because this store was not a, like a mom and pop store. This was a big store. So I was quite interested in that, seeing how that works.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you probably,
anyway,
probably do.
It's actually a chain of stores. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's like anything else. I mean, I walk into stores and see shirts with pot leaves on them. That doesn't mean I have to like it. But,
that's right. Doesn't mean you're doesn't mean that you're supporting the sale of marijuana over the counter.
Yeah,
though in Colorado they do, and I tell you what, that place is just rolling in cash. Okay,
it's pretty amazing to think though that there's 10 counties, and we're 2 years old. And I read Brett Smith did an article on that. He has a little baby on the front of Shasta Lantern that's lifting weights. It's kind of an interesting photograph, kind of funny, and baby's 2 years old. And
baby's
stop
to
think about how far we've come in two short years. I mean, I've known Mark Baird for maybe 2.5 years, and it's just been an amazing situation here that's catching on all over. We were interviewed twice last week on night radio shows that go across the nation. So I think that, people are wanting representation, and
I think that's the bottom line.
Better way of doing it, we'll do it.
That's the bottom line is you want to be represented, and
yeah,
that we're not.
Line.
And no matter how good Brian Daly is, or Gaines, or Nielsen, or any of these guys, no matter how good they are, it still comes down to one vote. and for so many people for up here in so much you know, of a difference in how we feel than other people in California. Okay,
sure.
Care.
I personally asked all three of them if they had a better idea. If they did, we were in. But they
Nobody does. Nobody does. I mean, unless you can think of one. I mean, all it's about is representation. The only thing that would change that is for there to be a senator in every county. At that point, you know, then that would be that would be the representation.
Yeah. But well, I'm with you, brother.
I know.
And you can't go on vacation anymore.
Okay, I won't. All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye. Okay, we were talking about gentleman that was in here yesterday.
You know, what we might do one of these days, and I'll have to see if I can make a phone call, is before it's too late, get Stan Statham on the phone. He can talk about those efforts that they were involved in back in the 60s and 70s.
Before it's too late.
Yeah. Well, Stan is no spring chicken.
Yeah, last time I looked, he was still walking around.
Yeah, he's still
healthy.
Walking around, but,
okay.
You know.
Hey, yesterday, Leon Evans addressed the crowd with proposed solution for the area's mental health problems as part of a forum held by the Shasta's Fund, Women's Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. And the Record Searchlight. Let me throw that out there. Record Searchlight was in this too. Like the Record Searchlight, you know, it's a community newspaper. We like to think of ourselves as a community radio station. And here's the thing we like. He was on our show yesterday for 45 minutes. I'm sure he said a lot of the same things he said in the Sequoia Middle School. But here's the bottom line here is that it can work. And he's shown that it works. So what comments do we get from our leaders, our elected leaders? Well, I don't know. Where is the money going to come from? Where's the money going to come from? Oh, this looks, you know, we're doing a lot of this stuff already. The editorial and the Record Searchlight, let me say this. I don't agree with the editorial writer a lot or much. Or many times, but she is spot on in the editorial, and the editorial comes out with something like, "It is time. The community doesn't want to hear the won'ts and can'ts. It wants to see vision and action, and it wants to see results." Hello, City Council, Board of Supervisors. Hello, this is what we want. You all ran on, oh, we'll get this done, we'll get this done, we'll get this done. What exactly have we done to connect all the dots? Yes, we've given raises. Yes, I understand the raises were important. Yes, okay, we put together this this safety plan, which we haven't seen yet, and when it was released so people could look at it, everybody got their panties all bunched up. So that was a problem. So, anyway, we need leadership. We need guidance. We need vision. We need people to be able to put together. We could put together a small restoration house in this environment right here. We've got the capabilities. We've got the land. We've got the buildings. We've got it. We just need to put it together. We need somebody to connect the dots. Where are you, City Council?
I seem to recall the new additions to our City Council, relatively new, running on a platform that was public safety was going to be first with decisive action. And I hear crickets.
Well, you know what? There is no decisive action. And, you know, and the fact is I keep hearing this whining about, oh, there's no money. There's money. Well, there's money to give pay raises to management. There's money to do this and do that. Well, why don't you find a way? Why don't you convince the people, maybe we need a little more money, to put together something like this? If it takes the people with mental health problems and keeps them out of jails, keeps them out of the emergency room and puts them in a place, and you get a 60-70% completion rate where they get jobs, which is what he said, and they're off the streets, they become tax-paying members of our society. Why aren't we looking at this? We've got some of this. Oh, this some of it goes over there, some of it goes here. Look at One Safe Place. Here is a perfect example. One Safe Place and the Family Justice Center all got together. Remember when it was Women's Refuge? They all got together under one roof, one-stop shopping. You would think that this city council, maybe I'm wrong, maybe this city council is unable to put the vision together. Then maybe we need people like Gene King and the ones that are doing Take Reading Back and some of the others here, as they should be, as leaders in the community, to get together to put this together. Rachel Hatch, the people from the Women's Fund, why not get those people together and force the city council, the city leaders, to follow along? I mean, they're in there with, you know, crocodile tears rolling down their face, but what are they doing? All right, Now, before I go on a break, is yesterday somebody called in and they and I, we whacked away at, you know, we were talking military and this and this. Air Force, we whacked a little bit on the Air Force. Bob, you know what? Sometimes people don't realize that when I talk about that, that I'm kidding. Because I have been in horrible places, not horrible, they're pretty bad. I've been in bad places, and I'm turning around looking over my shoulder, and there's Air Force guys and girls there.
Yeah.
They may live a little bit differently than us, but they are right there.
They wear the uniform proudly.
They die just like the rest of us and all this. Now, you know, we all get into our oh, you know, it's Army, Marines, Navy, yeah. And everybody picks on the Air Force. But that's okay, because the Air Force does really, really well at what they do. And I tell you what, you have not lived until you've seen a B-52 strike.
Yeah.
I mean, your whole life changes after you see a B-52 strike. And you go, wow. And or you're trying to get someplace, and where do you ride? You ride on Air Force planes. You get there, you need air support. Who do you call? Air Force.
Pete,
I mean,
Stiglitz,
so I just didn't want Pete Stiglitz, Mark Story,
Bob Dunlap, straight up guys.
Hey, look at all the guys over at the veteran service officers, all Air Force, all retired Air Force senior chiefs or whatever, you know, their ranks.
Master sergeants or whatever.
No, not chiefs. Yeah, they're master sergeants. Anyway, I just want you know, some people may misunderstand it when we kid around with each other that it's serious, and it's not. I mean, we're all a band of brothers.
Yeah.
Be you girls or boys.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's just a little bit under the weather today. And speaking of weather, it is 57 degrees out there, going up to 88. What a beautiful, beautiful day it is. And thank you so much, Shasta Gas Propane, for bringing us the weather every day, several times during the show. Locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Really nice music there.
As long as everybody's signing petitions, I want a petition for the Civic to bring this young lady to this town. I don't think it'll happen.
Who is
it? Wouldn't it be Lindsey Stirling?
Okay, somebody just said that is that. Oh, I love watching Lindsey Stirling. She is amazing. This is from Sunny.
Yeah.
And I got to play a bit more of the tune. Angel's liking it. It's amazing how this artist can play and dance all around and even run. It is amazing how she does that. Hey, and speaking of the Reading Civic, for 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important community resource for our community. Let's keep this community asset strong and being able to bring in these great acts that they have coming in. How? By becoming a Reading Civic member. By becoming a member, you can help preserve the auditorium and be able to bring in these great acts like Lindsay Shelton and others like that. And they've got such a great, great lineup of things that are happening this year. There's several membership levels available. Find out more at readingcivic.com or go to the Civic Box office. Okay, where am I at here? Oh, you know what? Let me go back one more time. Just, you know, let me go right back at the city council and the county, too. I guess you have to ask a question when they give raises is how many of the city employees in the management levels left in the last 4 years? How many would you think, Bob?
Of raises in the past.
No. Number of raises. How many of the city management employees have left in the last 4 years?
Oh.
I'm thinking is that DuVernay retired, and you had somebody else retire. Retired at over $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So that's not like really retiring. That's like wallowing. But that's okay. I'm not going to say anything about that because I wallow in my retirement too. But it's not anything. I don't wallow as much as they wallow. Anybody can see how much money I make. Just go online and you can see it. You know, retired lieutenant colonel, you know, over 30 years. Trust me, I don't wallow in the same wallowing places that DuVernay and some of these other guys wallow in.
Their rate of turnover in that middle management is pretty slow.
It is. It's like how many in the last 4 years when there's been no raises? None. Zero. Zip. And so, people have been born and raised here. They live in $600,000 to $800,000 houses. Not all of them, just some of them. Somebody just came in and told me about one of them. But the thing is that we're giving raises there when we could be giving raises to community or just hiring people to help on the streets. Going back to the vision part, I think that we need to put together a group of people that will help the city council. Help the city council put this together because, I tell you, One Safe Place came from an individual out of San Diego with the Justice Center. And, of course, Women's Refuge was a great idea, but it wasn't percolating like it is now. So what's the problem with having something like maybe you should make Gene King in charge of everything, of putting all this together and say, hey, Gene, why don't you put together the Restoration House? Because obviously you've made One Safe Place work. And how about Jonathan Anderson? How about getting him in there from the Good News Rescue Mission? How about them coming together and saying, we can do this. So this is what we need to make this work. How about putting those two people together? Because they obviously are making what they have work. And our city leadership is incapable of it. I have not seen that. You know, where's the five-year plan for where Reading's going to be? Where's Reading? What's it look like on the river? For housing? What's it look like for roads? What's it look like for schools? What's it just look like?
We seem to have a very reactive form of local government.
Yeah. Where's our proactive going into this? Isn't that what we elect these people for? Didn't we? What about we elected Brent Weaver? We're going to look at permits. We're going to look at how they do things. I just know one thing. Mauricio Hanneson, Mojo. Wants to build this place across from the veterans home right now, and it's going to be 96 units. It's for senior veterans and their families. Mm-hmm. All right,
It's a $9 million project. He's already spent $1 million on it.
Yeah, not one
and
rock.
And not one rock is because the city wants $1.5 million in permits and fees. $1.5 million. There's something wrong there. How many people would that put to work?
Yeah.
Do we ever think of that? Oh, and then you get people in here go, oh, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Have not ever built a house. Have never gone into government. You know, we have, there's nobody on the city council except Brent Weaver actually has a job, do they?
Trying to think.
I mean, well, maybe Kristen. Kristen. Maybe Kristen works still with her company, which, by the way, well, I don't know. It's but maybe she still works in that. I don't know. So I won't say it about Kristen. Francie doesn't. I don't think Missy, you know, she's retired. Francie, and there's nothing wrong with being retired. Gary's retired.
Yeah.
But are they, you know, but when you start talking about building things and putting things together and putting houses out and building this stuff and how hard it is and the fees and all this, oh, well, we've got to have all these fees. Well, then if we've got all this money and we can give raises, why can't we start to put together a working group and have and call for people in this town to put together a plan for something like this restoration center? Imagine having 85% less homeless on your streets. That's San Antonio. Have you ever been to San Antonio? Trust me, they've got a lot of people coming across that border that end up on those streets. 85% less people on those streets because of a plan and somebody that will push it and a community that gets behind it. That's all it is. Oh, no, it's money, it's money, it's money. Oh, they got $85 million. Guess what? You come up with a good plan and that money's going to follow.
I would be curious.
That's how it works.
Have any of that, have any of those very, very wonderful women, strong and leading, strong women, I will say that right up front. But have any of them had to sweat a payroll? I know that Brent's had to sweat a payroll, and Gary, I believe, has. But have any of them ever had to sweat a payroll?
I don't know. Where they had to, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you know, do Kristen
you pay,
has.
Do you pay that electric bill, or do you send your people home with some money? You know?
Oh, well.
You have to.
You do both.
That decision.
Okay, you do both, but that means maybe you don't get money.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Reminds me, I have your check for you.
Okay. Actually,
you should have had it.
Yeah.
You walked out without it. Okay. All right. Let's go on to something else here. Cost of out of, you know what? Obamacare. What was Obamacare supposed to do for us? Roberta, you're going to like this one. What was Obamacare going to do about this?
Well, it was supposed to make health care accessible for the masses, not just the privileged few, as I recall the rhetoric going.
Okay. You're supposed to save money. Let's get right down to it.
And get them out of the emergency room.
Just, Well, of course, we know that did not happen.
Universal access to health care.
Okay, now.
A basic fundamental human right.
There it is. It's in part of the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know, affordable health.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. I'm sure you can find it. Cost of out-of-pocket health care rose again. 9%. That's what you're paying. Rose 9% for deductible. That means Obamacare is supposed to make it much more affordable, and we'll get it in there. Affordable and available for people that aren't going to pay anything. But if you've got money, it is sticking it to you. In 2006, do you know how much the average out-of-pocket care expense was for your deductible? In 2006, just guess. Okay, $303.
For a deductible, okay.
Right, yeah. That's in 2006. In today, around today, $1,077. And let me tell you, we have people working right here at the station, young people, with two kids, they're paying $6,000 a year for deductible, which they did not have to do before.
Yeah.
Because of Obamacare. Obamacare, where it has done some things, like it's made sure you have medical care. You know, you can't lose your medical care because of pre-existing conditions. You move from one job to another. Great idea. I'm not sure if you should, you know, have to provide medical care to your kids till they're 26. I don't like that. Say as long as they're in school, 21, 22, if they're in school. But 26? I mean, why 26? You know, why would you have to provide medical care to your kids? They should be out working. They should have their own.
You take from the people who are producing, you drain them, and then you turn around and you give it to the voters, the bought and paid for voters.
I'm just saying is that people need to understand what's going on in the sense that it's not working, my friends. It's not working. And ask the people in the emergency rooms, oh, how's that working for you? Oh, well, let me see. Oh, yeah, we're still inundated because they just still keep coming in. Because why? They can't get to a doctor. Why? Because doctors are being overrun. There's so many of them. And they're not taking some of those insurance. They're just not taking it. So they're still being overrun. The whole thing is a fiasco. Only thing it did was move the money to the insurance companies, and they like that because they know they're going to get paid now.
The donors.
Okay. Hey, this October 1st, honored elders and princess dinner for the Redding Rancheria, State of the Tribe on September 30th. The Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through the 4th, a $3 admission for that. It's going to be great. Ducky Derby and the Art Fund, we're going to be talking about that in just a minute, about what's happening this weekend, my friends. There's so much going on. And if you have not been to the powwow, you got to make it there. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call, and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is about 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here in the studios of KCNR, 1460 and Carl Bott. September the 23rd, 57 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. Is that cool? Is that great? Going up to 88. 8 today. It's we've gotten past all of the maybe we've gotten past the triple digits. Who knows? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at View 202. Linda has been extended through the month of September, and she is singing there from 11 to 1 every Sunday for their jazz brunch. Let me tell you, what great food they have there. They've got some of the, they're bringing back the old favorites, that trout almondine. They've got new stuff, all the eggs Benedict they have. The food is just outstanding. They also have drinks like the Manmosa and the yummy new menu. I didn't say, somebody writes yummy. I would never say yummy, but it was written right here. So anyway, call View 202 at 226-8439. I can just tell you the food is just outstanding. I've worked my way through all of the entrees there because I go there every week that Linda sings. And it is just, I haven't had a bad meal yet, and the service is just outstanding. View 202. This Sunday, give them a call. Get out, join us on the veranda. It's going to be beautiful out there in the 80s. Okay, I'm here with Ron Largent, and he's here talking about like three different things, but let's start with the...
Let's start with music.
Music. Let's do music.
Hey, and by the way, if they haven't heard Linda, you got to go hear Linda. Linda and her quartet, Pat Karch on piano. I mean,
she's got a different group here. She's got Bruce Kalin
and
Bernie Baker.
Oh,
and
Bernie.
That's it. Just the
three
Bernie
of them. Baker.
Different sound.
Mr. Guitar and Redding. And what I wanted to mention, Carl, is that we are starting this weekend what I think is going to be one of the finest musical seasons coming up that we've ever had in Redding. And it starts it starts Friday night with high school football and the great bands we have out there. All the high school bands are great. But then on Saturday night, we will have the first concert of the North State Symphony with their new director. So it's going to be great. It's at the Cascade. Word is tickets are selling very quickly, so if you want to be part of that, and if you buy a ticket to that, you'll get to go to the party sponsored by Dignity Health out in the main street there in front of the Cascade Theater.
There's going to be a street party.
Street party.
Saturday, September 26th. In front of the Cascades Theater to celebrate the opening night concerts.
There you go.
That's the same evening.
And the the North State Symphony is really an outstanding group. They perform both in Chico and Redding. So Saturday night kicks off their season. But then not too far along, too far after that, much time after that, comes the Shasta Symphony, which is another outstanding group, which is based here. It's a Shasta College, Simpson University community-based, and that's the group that played out at Whiskeytown here about a month ago for the big national park. That's led by Dr. Dwayne Corbin out at Simpson. He does a wonderful job, so that is outstanding. And then the third group that, again, is community-based, and is all of these groups have standing room only audiences, performances. So it's important that you watch for the dates, and I'll give you those dates of each of the concerts. But the third group is the Shasta Community Band.
Well, you've got all types of music going around.
Oh, it's wonderful. Here again, this will be the most exciting season we have. The Shasta Community Band is led by Dr. Larry Grandy. This may be his last year. He's about ready to retire. He's been there for 30 years, doing a wonderful job. We have about 120 musicians, and this is community-based. They will give two concerts coming up the end of October, again, at Shasta College. But the band is outstanding. It's considered to be one of the finest community bands in the state. And then, of course, another group that a lot of people don't realize, but a standing room only group, is the Monday Night Jazz Band. And this is now led by Dan Neese.
And where's that at?
That's at Shasta College, but it's made of the community. And it is great. I was in the rehearsal Monday night. I'm thinking, boy, this is unreal. We play the big stuff.
Smiling out loud here because Ron is just boom, 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 going through this. I mean, you have it all. I mean, you're not looking at notes. You've got all that stuff.
Well, I'm part of each one of these groups.
Well, that's a lot of it.
It's a lot of it. But then also, but the Monday Night Jazz Group, I got to mention this because Dan Neese retired from Enterprise High School, took over for Larry Grandy out at the Monday Night Jazz. And for all of those students that are in your listening audience and all the parents, Enterprise Starship, this is the Dan Neese of that Enterprise group. He is wonderful, and the band is really good. I mean, I feel like I'm in with the best players in the area, and really in all these groups. These are the best players in the North State, and we are so fortunate to have so much talent. Something else is happening this week I wanted to mention. Of course, we'll talk about Friday Night Football, but on Sunday, we have a big deal going on down at Caldwell Park. You know what that is?
I know what that is.
Ducky Derby.
Ducky Derby, but there's more.
There's more. Starting at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a car show, and we're not only going to have the expensive cars, we're going to have some classic cars, as well as the Corvette Club is going to be there. And then there's the art fair. This is a big deal, and it's.
Hey, if
right,
you haven't been to the art fair before, you're missing out. We've been there before. We have a great time.
They have 100 exhibitors. They have food. The whole bit starts at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, before the big day. So lots going on.
You got vendors. You got it all.
You got it all. Now Friday night football.
Friday night football. Boy, I tell you, you raced through that real quick, didn't you, buddy? So you'd have 5 minutes left for football.
Hey, we're going to do something with Gary Moore, and I'm joining Gary.
I think everybody knows is that on Friday nights we present the game of the week through KCNR 1460 here. You can hear it on your radios. You can get it on your computers. You can get it on your iPads, iPods, anything that you have that has a stream, you can hear it. And we have a great time with this. Community radio, community sports, high school sports.
And this week it's Foothill and Red Bluff. Foothill has a great team. Red Bluff has a big improved team from last year. Gary, as you know, is a local guy, so he's got a lot of local contacts, and my contacts are with a lot of the coaches. And I'm going to be the so-called color person, but I'm going to talk about the support group involved, like for example, the dance team at Foothill. You know, these are national champions. We have right here in our community. The kids put forth such effort. The team that helps the parent support group is phenomenal, and the teams are great. By the way, I mentioned this on the Saturday show. I went to see Shasta last week, and if you the listening audience wants to hear and see some exciting sports, go look at high school
Shasta,
football.
Well, and what's the game this week?
Well, the one we're at is Foothill and Red Bluff.
Okay, Foothill, yeah. Red Bluff. Okay, because we want to spread around around the love.
Yeah.
We were up to Bernie.
Yeah,
Bernie and UPrep. I mean, that's because UPrep's one of ours. I'd love to be able to get into Reading Christian.
Right.
Also too, to get those. But this is what we want to do is spread the love around. Let people listen to their sons and their daughters out there cheering and
absolutely.
The whole thing.
Right. And these are big crowds, so come on out. And by the way, if you go to these games, I'll warn you in advance, get there early. Parking, I mean, these places are filling up. The Shasta game last week was so exciting because Shasta has this unbelievably quick offense.
They're going to a no-huddle offense.
No-huddle.
Which
they,
is hard enough for in the pros and college, so you've got to, obviously they're well-coached.
They are very well-coached. They're very smart to do this. But to give you an example of that, when the official brings down his hand to start the play, they hike the ball within 1.5 seconds.
Well, that ought to wear the dual defense out if they're not used to that.
They do. That's part of the strategy. Yeah. In fact, J.C. Hunsaker called in last week on the radio show on Saturday, and we talked about this. But anyway, the football season is coming.
Starting next Monday, too. We want like to do it about, 7:15 in the morning, something like that. You call in and tell us. Give us an update of everything.
Well, of course, I also like the Pac-12 football. And by the way, in the record search like today is a very, very good explanation of Pac-12 football. I'll be going to the Cal game a week away. This week they're up in Washington. But this quarterback, they've got Jared Goff. He's already being mentioned as a Heisman candidate. He's really good. This kid
Where's this guy from?
He's from Marin County, but at Cal. He plays for Cal.
Well, Cal won, and they didn't think the Cal
was
going
to win. Yeah, they're 3-0 now, and they beat Texas by 1 point there. And of course, Stanford upset USC, and Oregon, of course, is on the move, and Oregon State. Both Oregon schools are going to be good this year. We know that we have a lot of fans from Oregon, of course, in our area, and Oregon State. So we're in for a good season. Of course, UCLA is also nationally ranked, as is USC. So there's a lot of competition in Pac-12. But we can't forget Shasta College. Boy, they're tearing them up. They are having their best season for a couple of years, and those games are really fun to watch, too. And they're easy to get to, Shasta College. You got plenty of parking out there. You don't have to worry about parking there. And you can get in and see a real good game there. So there's a lot going on with sports. So we have music, we have art, we have a car show, we have the Ducky Derby.
We got Shasta Speedway's Night of Destruction.
That's it.
That's Saturday night.
You've got everything.
And Sonny Stupak. Sonny Stupak, who has been the coach, head softball coach out there at Shasta College, retiring. They're having a big thing for him at Big League Dreams from 7 to 11 p.m. on October 3rd.
Sonny is a wonderful coach,
Sue does so much too.
And I get so almost passionate when I start thinking about what these coaches have done and the teachers have done to prepare these kids. But the lives that Sonny has touched over the years is incredible.
Absolutely.
So big weekend, Ducky Derby. 1:30 is the duck drop. We're looking to raise over $150,000 this year.
Well, they've sold out all the ducks and everything, so yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, plus
but
other things.
So buy that ticket and get that lucky duck. And
hey, you know what? Come to think of it, I have some Ducky Derby tickets here.
Well, have them call in here.
And get some Ducky Derby tickets. Yeah, you go out and you can buy some more.
And if they want to have, by the way, on all those music times, they can email me. It's very simple, ron@ronlargent.com, and I'll send them the dates of these concerts, and we'll go from there.
And we'll have some more on it, because Linda is also involved with the concert series Cascade Theater and all this stuff. Because we've got on our website right now, I'm watching Cascade Theater, Johnny Lang, November 7th, Cascade Christmas, November 27th, Marty Stewart, all these people.
You know, if some of your listeners have not heard Linda in action, she is phenomenal.
Thank you. Ron Largent's here. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with Stephanie Bridget, the Chief Deputy DA right here in Shasta County. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 23rd.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. Pope Francis is officially welcomed to the U.S. this morning by President Obama during ceremonies on the White House lawn. The Pope and the President both had remarks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
In his remarks here at the South Lawn arriving ceremony, the President said Pope Francis's message of love and hope has inspired people across our nation and around the world. He also praised the Pope for his humility, his embrace of simplicity, and for being a living example of the teachings of Jesus.
Afterward, the President and the Pontiff went into the White House to meet privately. Tomorrow, the Pope will address a joint session of Congress before heading to New York City in the afternoon. Senate Republicans have introduced a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown while at the same time putting a hold on funding for Planned Parenthood.
The measure, which faces a critical test vote just hours after the Pope addresses a joint session of Congress, would fund the government for 10 weeks but place a one-year moratorium on federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It would allow us to press the pause button as we investigate the serious scandal surrounding Planned Parenthood.
Given the strong opposition from Democrats, the proposal's not expected to pass, leaving the Senate with few options to avoid a shutdown other than a clean spending bill.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says city officials were making an unprecedented declaration.
The homeless crisis, an emergency.
Garcetti announced the city wants to spend $100 million to reduce the number of people living outdoors. Action will be required by the full city council, but Garcetti did not say where the money would come from. President Obama welcomes Chinese President Xi Jinping to Washington Thursday. Xi arrived in Seattle yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Raise them up, Lord! Raise them up!
Audiences love War Room, the powerful new film that's inspired more than a million people.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Because prayer is a powerful weapon. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shira, and Beth Moore.
You got to plead with God so that he can do what only he can do.
War Room. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. Tickets and showtimes at warroomthemovie.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The Milwaukee County Zoo has a new baby giraffe, the first since 2003.
Baby's a boy. He weighed about 157 pounds on his first day exam. Well, it's everybody's first here. First for the father, first for the mother, and the first one in 12 years. So a lot of us who are working here, it's our first too.
Tim Wild, the curator of the large mammals at Milwaukee County Zoo, says the baby giraffe is progressing nicely.
We see him nursing frequently throughout every day, the first 6 days, so we're pretty confident everything's going great.
Zoo officials have not picked a name yet. The calf is the zoo's fifth giraffe. Victims of one of Northern California wildfire will be able to apply for federal help. President Obama declared the Lake County fire a major disaster, releasing federal money for recovery and cleanup and grant money for temporary housing and home repairs. The blaze that scorched 118 square miles destroyed at least 1,200 homes, killed three people. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal judge has ruled that the music publishing company that's been collecting royalties for the song Happy Birthday to You does not hold a valid copyright to the popular tune that's sung worldwide.
U.S. District Judge George H. King ruled Tuesday that the copyright originally filed by the Clayton F. Summey Company in 1935 granted only the rights to specific arrangements of the tune and not the actual song itself. In invalidating the copyright, King ruled that Summey never acquired the rights to the song's lyrics. Warner Chappell Music had been enforcing the copyright claim since it bought Summey's successor, the Birch Tree Group. Keith Peters reporting.
A trial scheduled to begin in Tucson today for two men charged with murder in the death of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry that revealed the bungled gun smuggling operation and investigation known as Fast and Furious. The judge, though, has excluded any information about that failed operation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 5 after 8 here on the 23rd of September, a Wednesday. We won't play our hump day today because we already played it at 7 o'clock this morning, and I only have so much jocularity in me in these mornings. The weather looks like today, Bob, is... That was a good lead into that. What's the weather look like today, Bob?
Well, we have an improvement over the last several weeks. Nearly the same as yesterday. Right now in Reading it is 60 degrees, and today's forecast calls for a high with plentiful sunshine of 89. They've done a revision slightly downward. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 63. It'll be also partly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 93. No rain in sight for our immediate future, though, and the gazing into the crystal ball, the next possible chance of rain would be about a week away. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that because we definitely need the stuff. It's 60 degrees right now, and Reading the Report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned company who, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. When it gets a little bit colder, then it'll be, our customers are warm friends because of Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. A lot of things going on. If you just listen to Ron Largent and his machine gun speed about all the stuff that's going on, this man has memorized, how old is Ron? I mean, not that it makes any difference, but he's got to be late. He doesn't look like it, but I think he's in his 70s.
Somewhere
late 70s. And he'll come in and tell you he's older than that probably. But, I mean, the guy doesn't forget anything. And he's talking about all the stuff that's happening with the symphony and then, of course, Ducky Derby this weekend. There's also, let me surprise everybody, the Seroptimus International of Reading's 18th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon is going to be October the 1st. That's getting up on us pretty quick here. Tickets are on sale. And there's going to be, the 18th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 2nd at the Reading Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m. and lunch seating starts at 11:45. Keynote and inspirational speaker Deb Collins Hart, a cancer survivor, author, and volunteer and founder of the nonprofit organization Pink Sisters, Inc. will be sharing her journey of trials and triumph. For more information, please give the Seroptimus International of Reading people a call at 227-0251 or 526-7777. We've been there before. It's a great thing. Okay. I am surrounded by all the law authority, most of it, in Shasta County. Not just the guys that arrest them. That's too easy. I'm with the ones that put them in the slammers or other places. Let me adjust this so y'all are up and talk into these. You just lean into it like that. Yeah. Okay, I am here with Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chief Deputy DA.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, I didn't even need a card this time.
I didn't even need to bring it.
Hey, you've been here enough. And then, but we're also joined by Amber Zumfall, who is the Deputy District Attorney in charge of domestic violence cases.
That's correct.
Felony domestic violence.
Yes.
Now, here you both are sitting here with smiles on your faces and all this, but everything I read about you guys in the paper is that you are tough. You know, you go for the throat. I love it. I love it. Are you kidding? I love that. I live with a tough girl, you know, so, I mean, I'm all in for this. But good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. Okay, now there's something happening here. We're going to start out with and hit this several times but as we talk about other things today. But this is Strike Out, Domestic Violence Bolathon. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Since October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is putting on a fundraiser, and it's all to support One Safe Place. We're trying to raise funds to help not only fund the Sierra Center that should be opening soon, but also to continue funding it next year. We're hoping that this is going to be an annual event. This year it's going to be held on October 23rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Shasta Lanes. And, you know, it's the district attorney's office getting out there wanting to strike out domestic violence in our community.
That's great. So you can get a team of four, and it costs team registration fee is only $24.
That's right, $24, and everybody on the team is going to get a shirt. That's included. And then we want each team member to raise $100 in pledges.
Okay.
So if each team member can raise $100 minimum in pledges, obviously you can raise more money if you want, then we should be able to reach our goal of $10,000 donated to One Safe Place.
Okay, October 23rd. Is that a...
That's a Friday night.
Friday night. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet we can put together a four-person team here from out of And KCNR 1460.
There's going to be trophies too.
Trophies.
So, yeah.
Trophies.
Now we know you really want to be there.
Well, let me see. The last thing I got into was this the Texas Hold'em tournament. Oh. I walked away shamed.
Well, there's a trophy for that. There's the trophy for the worst score.
Oh, well, you know what? I could have gotten that one because I was the first one leaving the casino the other day. But see, you know what? Here's the thing is with poker. Is that you can do everything right. You can have pocket aces. You can have pocket queens. And somebody pulls that third 10 out. They should have never been in betting because they don't know any better. Stood there and took all my money. Nigel Skeet, who is, you know, kind of a good guy too. So I couldn't get too upset. And he wins the, because they put a bounty on my head. That first one to put me out got a foursome golf tournament. And so he said I could go along.
Oh, well, okay. They're going to call you all the way. They're going to call you all the way to the end if you got a bounty on you.
Oh yes, they will, and they were just all betting against me, but I helped them a lot. Oh yeah, I'm all in. Okay, all right. We're going to talk more about this, but you know, this is the first time Amber, you've been on the show,
That's
I believe.
Correct.
So welcome, you're the Deputy District Attorney for Domestic Violence. And I hate to put it this way, but is business good there? I mean, is this the kind of thing that is just, we have a lot of cases, are they getting more, less, staying the same? What do you see there?
I think our caseload is staying about the same, unfortunately. So, that's what's unfortunate is that business is good. The domestic violence caseload is always a very heavy caseload, and unfortunately cases come in on a regular basis, and they're not... You know, just misdemeanor cases. We're getting severe felony cases.
Okay, when we say severe felony, are we talking about assaults here? I mean, it all has to be, is there physical assaults? Is that the felony part of it?
Yes. In order to be a felony with a domestic violence charge, the specific felony domestic violence charge, corporal injury to a cohabitant, you have to actually have a visible physical injury. And so that's when it would hit an actual felony caseload.
Now
we see plenty of those.
And this is male or female, right? I mean, you probably get some where males are being assaulted by their domestic partner.
Absolutely. I mean, the majority is female victims,
right.
But, yeah, we do see.
You do have see some, though.
I do.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Amber Zumfall, who is the Deputy District Attorney for Domestic Violence, in charge of that, of the felony domestic violence, and, of course, Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta County, are you ready to put your dancing shoes on? Average White Band is coming to town September 30th. Renowned for their funk soul sound and danceable hits like Cut the Cake and Pick Up the Pieces, Average White Band is anything but average. Don't miss them. September 30th at the Cascade. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:18 in the morning, 61 degrees out there, going up to 88 today here on the 23rd of September. Shasta Gas Propane always brings the weather to us today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Started this business 6 years ago. Has prospered during this, you know, during this tough times, tough economic times, because customer service, getting what his customers want, has all types of the pistols or long guns that you could possibly imagine that you want, and all the shooting accessories. All of this at Bastiani Arms, plus classes in concealed carry, hunter safety, all of those. Bastiani Arms, give them a call at 222-8222 or stop in at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. And I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County, and Amber Zumwalt.
That's correct.
Deputy District Attorney, Domestic Violence. It's because I wrote her name down twice and was really careful of pronouncing the first time I wrote it down, which was wrong. But now it's Zumwalt. Okay, Stephanie, you've been on, you know, I guess it's like our third time. I really like having you on because you just answer questions too. And did you have a chance to listen at all to this guy yesterday talking about the restoration house and from San Antonio about how to handle the homeless and the people with mental health problems here?
Yeah, I was able to listen to some of it, and unfortunately I didn't get to attend, but I read a lot about it, and I was scheduled to attend, but something came up and I wasn't able to, but I did read all about it, and I know a lot about what occurred yesterday, for sure.
I would just urge people, he was on the show yesterday from like 7:15 to 8 o'clock, and he gave pretty much the same speech, or talked about the same things, and what he talked about was handling the our mental health problems, which you have always talked about as being a prime, you know, one of our prime problems here. Is this, do you see the same thing, Amber, in, when you're talking about domestic violence, how much mental health problems is involved in this?
I would say it's pretty prevalent. I mean, it's something that we see throughout Shasta County, but in particular, mental health is going to appear most inside the home. And so when it relates to domestic violence cases, that's something that we definitely see.
One of the things that I heard Chief Paletti say several times is that they pick up somebody. Mm-hmm. They've got no place to put them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the jail, that's not going to fix anything. That's not what they need most of the time. We really don't have a lot of options here in our community for that.
Either that or you take them to the hospital.
Exactly.
And what's the hospital do?
Right.
They keep them for what?
Yeah. They have to release them eventually.
72 hours, I think, is the longest they can keep them.
Right.
And hospitals, frankly, are being, they're being overrun as it is. And you've got somebody that's got a mental health problem or even something as simple as an addiction, alcoholic or drugs. Do we have a place to put anybody? And if we did, if you looked at what they were doing, the restoration house, and then they had a barracks for them across the street. Mm-hmm. The recidivism rate was, you know, like 35%, 85% less of homeless in the place, more taxpayers, more people in jobs. Is this something that it's time for Reading?
Well, it's definitely time for something like that in Reading. But I think a big thing that was talked about, too, was the cost. I mean, the cost was a lot of money. I think it was $85 million to get that started. That was done by a grant, I believe.
It was a grant, and you're talking about San Antonio, which is a large city.
Exactly.
But we have one safe place here, which you all are so entwined with here,
absolutely,
especially in domestic violence. I don't think one safe place started with an $85 million grant.
No, not at all.
That's the thing is that if it be something that we could have, it could, you know, like this gentleman that was shot and killed in Happy Valley. Obviously, there was something mentally off there. People talked about him being acting erratically. San Antonio, they have teams. Of course, I don't know if a team would go up to an armed guy, but they have teams that are trained on how to approach people to de-escalate situations, and I think one of the things they said was the amount of violence or people fighting the police had dropped, you know, like 90%.
Yeah. Well, certainly the ones that aren't armed, that could be an option. But once you include weapons, guns, knives, then we're talking a whole different story.
Yeah.
You know,
it is, and I mean, you've just, you know, you don't have much of a choice, and you can't. It's hard to second guess anybody that's in there.
Right.
For the domestic violence side, what do you do? What's the average case like? What do you do with the people and the children involved in this, Amber? So how do you handle something like this?
With just in general domestic violence case, when a case comes in, we try to immediately make sure that the victim has contact with an advocate. There are two different types of advocates in Shasta County. We have the confidential advocates through One Safe Place, where a victim can speak with their advocate. That remains confidential unless the victim wants to release the information. But the victim's also given access to an advocate through our Crime Victims Assistance Center, and that's linked with our office at the District Attorney's Office. And that advocate meets with the victim, can facilitate meetings with myself and the victim, and can come with the victim to court. I get the case, and the case works its way through the court process, and we make sure that we work with the Crime Victims Assistance Center and the advocates so that the victim is part of that process.
And our crime victim assistance center can also help with other stuff, such as if it's a case where, you know, the person needs relocation. You know, obviously there's one safe place as an option, but we also offer relocation services, other types of financial things that they may need in order to get them out of the situation that they're at.
A lot, most people, when it reaches this point, I mean, they say it takes, like, even though Jean King says she has not seen this number, but you always read that it takes like 6 or 7 times for somebody to leave, you know, an abusive relationship. Jean has seen, she says, I'm not sure that number is right, you know, because they see some that are leaving after the first or second time.
I agree with that.
Well, you know, I think that's got a lot to do with how the whole case is handled. You know, mm-hmm. if it's handled haphazardly, maybe the woman will go back, mm-hmm. you know, on this. When you say, you know, to relocation, you mean like, you mean out of the city relocation or just around here?
It's very case specific, you know. I mean, it's hard to get into the exact details because we're going to have each person come in, be evaluated, see what their needs are and what's going to be the best to keep them safe and to keep their family intact. You know, you have to take into consideration children and all that as well.
Exactly. And, you know, you talk about in making sure that we have that contact with the victim and not handling cases in a haphazard manner. And that's our goal here in Shasta County. We have a very cohesive team that handles every domestic violence case. And we actually meet monthly and we include the entire team that would handle any portion of a domestic violence case from the dispatcher all the way through the probation officer who will handle the case at the very end.
So you've got somebody that's assaulted his wife or his kids. And he's locked up, or do they lock him up all the time?
That's the law. They're supposed to arrest when they determine the primary aggressor.
Okay. And then how long can you keep them from something like that?
At that point, we keep them through arraignment. And then at arraignment, depending on the level of the case, the judge is going to determine if they're going to remain in and is going to set bail.
Okay. So that would be a few days at least.
Yes.
Kind of a cooling down
area
there because you're trying to keep the other person safe.
Yeah, that's at least got a couple days, and that's, you know, at the minimum. Obviously, there's a lot that don't get bailed, that don't get released on their own cognizance. But it's that couple of days time period where it's very important to get them talking to the advocates, finding out what they need, make sure that they know that they have that support system. So in case at arraignment he does get released, at least they know ahead of time where their support is, and that's going to help keep people from going back to an abusive situation.
That right there is, and you see the side of it where the person's been assaulted, and it could be, you know that they're afraid of their partner,
mm-hmm.
and they come up for bail and they make bail.
Yes,
this must be a tough time because you've convinced them to, you know, to take that step. And now the person has just terrified them, beat them up, is now free again.
Is now out. And what we can do with that is we can immediately, when we're in court and bail's going to be granted or we know that bail's low enough and we're mm-hmm. aware of his financial situation that he may be able to bail out, at that point we can issue a criminal protective order. The judge can serve it on him while he's in court. And then while I'm in court, I can be in contact with my advocate who can immediately let the victim know so that the victim's aware before the defendant's ever released.
What's the criminal protective order? What's that?
A criminal protective order is an order the judge can sign that prohibits the defendant from any contact with the victim.
Like a restraining
order? And potentially
order?
Exactly the children. Okay. And it's for 3 years while the case is ongoing. Once sentencing happens, I can modify a criminal protective order for 10 years.
Domestic violence, is it just meth heads or people on drugs like that?
It is not. I think that's a stereotype.
It is.
It is. It happens in every type of home, every socioeconomic class, and that's unfortunate, but that's the reality.
Yeah, it's got a lot more to do than just because of drugs or your status in life.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I think people need to know that, too, that it is happening in every type of home because there's a lot of people that think, you know, I'm from the type of home where this doesn't happen, so I don't want to say it. You know, I don't want to say that this is happening to me, and they don't want to do anything about it, and that's obviously not what's in their best interest, and a lot of times what's not in their children's best interest to be in that environment. So, you know, just supporting them, letting them know that this happens across all economic levels and all situations in the family is very important.
I think that is because, especially because they can't be happening next door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That can't be what we hear, and it must be something else. We live in a nice neighborhood. We can't be doing, we know them. You know, he works at the XYZ. I'm not going to say anything because then people go, there's somebody there. he works at the, he's the deputy district attorney. Come on, that's one of those guys. They wouldn't be doing that. No, okay, just kidding. But it can.
Yes.
Now, we're going to take a break. And we come back. I want to talk about us as citizens, the things we can do.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of things we can do to help people in this type of situation. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another better-known business that we have here. Yes, it's that trend we have. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all makes and models of air conditioning and heating systems. Okay, it's down to it's going down to in the 60s at night. It's going to start getting a little bit cooler. You need to have somebody come in and check out that heating system, make sure that those filters are clean because we had a lot of smoke this summer for the fires. Make sure everything's working, and that's Alliance Heating and Air. We do our business with Alliance Heating and Air. They take care of our systems, and we have no problems at all, as does Bob. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back, I'm out of faith.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 8:33 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Give us a call here if you got questions for our guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time there. And great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold, can I say that? I'm surrounded by the district attorney's office here, all the ladies here from the district attorney's office. Man's last stronghold there. Great haircuts, like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business, Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down a little bit further down the road on Athens and go see Millie and Kathy at Classy Cafe. Get a hug when you walk in there. It's like a mini military museum on the wall, so all those photos of all of our veterans who have served. Great place to have breakfast and lunch. I'm here with Chief Deputy District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. And also with Amber Zumalt, the deputy district attorney in charge of domestic violence, where Stephanie is the chief deputy district attorney. But so you're like, is that you're in charge of everything? When
yes, she is.
Well, Mr. Carlton is charging.
Mr. Carlton turns his back. Turns his back. You know, just for a second, goes outside. You go in. Do you ever go in and sit in his office just to look?
No, I can't. I can't say that I've sat down at his desk and looked around. But.
Oh, okay, I just wondering. You know, I mean, you know, people come out.
Now I'm going to have to try it today.
Now I just have to walk in there today. Well, you know, today we're talking about domestic violence and the parts that go along with that. But on the 23rd of October, which is a Friday, and from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Strikeout Bowl-a-thon, Strikeout Domestic Violence. And the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is going to be there striking out domestic violence in Shasta County. Put together a team of four. Registration fee is only $25. And let every one of your bowlers, the four bowlers, raise $100. And all the money goes to
One Safe Place. We are hoping to raise $10,000. It'd be great if we could raise more than that. There's a lot of ways to support this event and ultimately support One Safe Place. I want to throw out the phone number for anyone who's interested in putting together a team, because this is a community event. There are 24 teams available. I'm told we've already put together 12 teams in the last week since we first kind of started publicizing this, so there's about half the teams are still left. They are going fast, but anyone out there who's
KCNR 1460, we want a team. And we throw this out to Jarhead. I see you in there, Jarhead. Why don't you bring in a couple of your buddies, and we'll go to the we're going to go to the Strikeout Domestic Violence, and we challenge you, Jarhead, bring your team to a bowl-off. That's right, a bowl-off. And with you, you understand what I mean.
And I just handed you your registration forms and your packet to collect your pledges, so you are all set up. But you need to get on the phone. You need to call 225-5220. That's our Crime Victim Assistance Center at 225-5220. They can register your team, get signed up, show up. If there's anyone out there who, you know, I'm not a bowler or I'm not free that night, but you still want to be involved, you still want to do something, go ahead and call that number, 225-5220. Pledge a bowler. Call in a pledge. That is fine. Any amount, we can take that over the phone and apply it directly to this cause. We're also have collected a lot of sponsors who are providing raffles, raffle items. We're going to have a raffle that night. So if there's anyone, any businesses out there also who want to supply something for the raffle, also call that number, and we're going to be selling raffle tickets that night with all the proceeds from the raffle and everything going directly to One Safe Place.
Maybe
you
ought to
pledge
donate.
Bowlers, so there's trophies here for people who get the most pledges. So that's Amber Zumalt, Deputy District Attorney. You can pledge bowlers. I'm going to have a team.
You are? Okay.
I want that trophy.
What's your team going to look like? Are you bringing in a bunch of ringers here, Amber?
We'll see. We'll see you when you get there.
Yeah. Okay. You come out there dressed in your little, your little bowling stuff. You have little pink bowling shoes or red bowling shoes or whatever. You've got like team colors. I'm not. You know, there'll be no money changing hands then. I mean, so you got to come in there dressed in like cutoffs and a T-shirt that says bowling with a big question mark on it. So you can kind of, you know, it's like playing poker or Texas Hold'em where I lost all my money there to Maria. Okay. One of the things I asked y'all on this, you know, on domestic violence, and I asked Amber, I said, you ever thought that somebody that you prosecuted wasn't guilty?
Never.
And I really, and your answer
is never.
Never. Never. Never thought about it. Okay.
When I first started this job, that's something I promised myself. And I make sure I look at the facts of every case. I analyze it. I talk with my colleagues. And I would not pursue a case if I did not know
There was a question there. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question for our Chief Deputy District Attorney or our Deputy District Attorney? Hello, Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, my question is, I was told one time that if you place somebody under citizen's arrest, that the district attorney is obligated to prosecute them. Is that true?
There's no obligation to prosecute, even if law enforcement places someone under arrest. It's kind of the separation there to make sure that there's enough to go forward on a crime. So whether it's a citizen or law enforcement who feel that a crime has occurred, they're then going to tell us the facts. They're going to put a police report together. It's going to come to us, and then we do an independent review to make sure that we have enough evidence beyond a reasonable doubt to prove that case, so that it's not just one person having all the power and deciding on who's going to be prosecuted. We've got kind of a two-step process. The person who investigated has to believe that there's enough evidence, bring it to us, then we have to review it and believe that there's enough evidence. And it's kind of that system in place to make sure that we're not prosecuting someone who did not commit that crime.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If somebody places somebody under citizen's arrest, is the police obligated to arrest them and take them in?
Not that I've ever seen, no. I mean, they definitely need to go out there and they need to investigate it, but if that person didn't actually commit that crime, then law enforcement's not going to be able to make an arrest. They need to have their own independent determination by interviewing those witnesses and making that determination.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the phone call, Nick. That's a good question. You know, you get into things like citizen's arrest. I mean, you know, you see somebody doing something and then the police come out, you know, that they're not obligated. And I understand the question, too, about the are you obligated to prosecute? Because otherwise, when you're sitting there in the jury room and they're picking up picking jurors, you can go, obviously, they're guilty and the police arrested them.
Yeah,
that
right.
Kind of thing. Does that get me disqualified if I say that?
It actually does. It's one of the things that the judge is going to sit there and ask you. Do you feel that just because the law enforcement arrested this person, there's guilty? You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If so, that's a disqualifying factor there because you have already prejudged the case before you ever heard the evidence.
And that's probably, you know, that works for you all probably in a lot of times. Even if, I mean, because a lot of people do believe that, I guess, don't they? I mean, that if they're arrested, there must be a reason for it. There's got to be something, or they wouldn't be prosecuting them.
Well, I mean, obviously there's something. Someone made a complaint. Somebody saw something. But it doesn't mean that it meets the elements of the crime. You know,
okay.
You know, our statutes, our laws are very specific on what has to be met in order to prove somebody guilty. So, yes, probably something happened. Someone got upset. Someone called the police. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that person was in the wrong or that the elements are met. And that's why when we have a jury, those type of questions are asked because we want to have a clean slate. We want to have someone who's going to listen to the case and be able to make the determination without prejudgment.
Do you get, Amber, are your cases open and shut a lot of the times? I mean, it's pretty obvious. Or do you get into, I mean, obviously people of all stratas mm-hmm. in society are involved in this. Or is this, I mean, can this get really into a convoluted case?
Well, I mean, it's domestic violence, and so inherent in its just name is that it's domestic. It occurs in the home. And so oftentimes these are very complex cases. There's a lot of different emotions involved.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the victim, or oftentimes the victim, still loves their batterer. And so aside from the fear, from the trauma, from the physical injuries that would occur from a regular assault, we're also dealing with the dynamics of there are children involved. There's family, there's property, this is people's lives. And so these cases are rarely open and shut. They often become very complex, and they're complicated.
That's a good answer, because a lot of times you just think, pop, somebody hit somebody there, but here is, because there is still love there in a lot of cases, I would imagine.
True.
I've never been involved in something like that, per se, but I've gotten involved in the periphery of helping people. you know, Marines with PTSD that have gotten involved in this, you know, the threatening side of it to get them some help. And it is convoluted like that, but I can just imagine. Okay, going back, kind of the original question is, okay, in my neighborhood, it's a, you know, nice neighborhood and all these things are going on. What should I be looking for if I think that there's, like, some abuse going on like that? I mean, because you don't we need to have people interact, I mean, not interfere, but at least intervene? Is that the word I'm trying to find?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think I see a lot, and I actually feel like I'm seeing it more and more every year, is reading cases where there was a witness or a person who didn't want to get involved, who maybe saw something and they didn't call the police because, well, it's not my business, it's they're not my family, I don't want to get involved. And I think people need to change that thinking in our society from the I don't want to get involved to this is our community and we are all involved and we all need to make sure that we not only watch to see what's happening, but if we see something or hear or something that sounds to us that a crime is committed or someone's being abused, to get involved, to actually ask the questions, to call law enforcement if you need to call law enforcement. You know, there's several cases that I see that it just, you know, scratch my head why law enforcement wasn't called by some of these people who come forward later and say, yeah, you know what, I always saw the bruises or I saw this person and they were obviously in a bad situation, but you know, it's not my family. It's what I know. I thought that they could handle it themselves. And so I don't know, from my personal opinion is I think people need to move away from that attitude and move more towards the attitude of supporting our community and getting involved.
And that's such a great point. I mean, a lot of times we see that where we see people who've had, experiences where they witnessed something they absolutely know wasn't right. They know that they should have, you know, called police, or that's a situation where maybe there should have been law enforcement intervention. I have, based on my position, a lot of people approach me and say, you know, my gut tells me something's up. I you know, she had really good explanation for the couple bruises I've seen, and when I saw her at Thanksgiving, she was a little skittish, and I'm just worried about her, and what should I do? And my response for that is to educate her about the resources. Be aware that One Safe Place exists, that there are confidential advocates, and above all else, encourage her to get medical assistance, at least an evaluation. A victim is permitted to go to the hospital, get medically evaluated, and be able to know that their body's okay, to know that whatever injuries occurred aren't permanent, or if they are, to receive treatment for that, and to have that confidential advocate. And so if somebody comes to you, or if you suspect something, in our community, I think that we all have an obligation to stand up and to try and help that person, even if it's uncomfortable.
It does.
So to approach that victim, to tell the victim about the resources that are available, and to educate her. One of the things that has been a big issue lately in domestic violence is so-called, and I quote this, choking. And choking isn't choking, it's actual strangulation. And so, I mean, the stats will indicate that when a domestic violence victim has been strangled, even once by their batterer, they are 800% more likely to end up being a homicide victim at the hands of that same batterer.
Okay, let's take a break here on that one because I want to talk about that.
Okay.
About that, you know, choking and the once it starts like that, we need to take a break here. My guests are Amber Zumalt, who is a deputy district attorney who takes care of is in charge of the felony domestic violence cases, and of course, Stephanie Bridget, who is our chief deputy district attorney here in Shasta County. I really appreciate you all being here because, kind of like yesterday, talking about Restoration House and how that goes in. Now, this is such a, I think it just dovetails so perfectly with this. With that and talking about how we can help our community and the way we can help our community by reaching out to people and intervening. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the exquisite artistry of the Moscow Ballet's world-class Russian dancers to the phenomenon of Blue Man Group, the Reading Civic Auditorium is showcasing some serious wow. The 15-16 theatrical season gives stage to the critically acclaimed and includes a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows. The season hails the Moscow Ballet's breathtaking return of the Great Russian Nutcracker the Friday evening after Thanksgiving. The festive Christmas fantasy continues with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and stunning debut of the Reading Civic's very own production of a favorite classic, Christmas Carol, A Love Story. 2016 soars to new heights with the pop culture phenomenon Flashdance the Musical. The devilishly enthralling theatrical production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular Blue Man Group, and astonishing family entertainment of Chris Morandi's Stunt Dog Experience. For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice. You hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake your ground.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBach. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 23rd of September, a Wednesday. 64 degrees out there, going up to 88. What a nice day it is here today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry of the finest quality. In fact, jewelry of the finest quality. Linda loves going to Four Winds Jewelry. She always finds something, and if it's not out on display, ask Leonard what he's got. Oh, you have a ring that looks like this, and you might be surprised. Leonard can find a ring, or a bracelet, or a watch. And they have the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I am here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County, and Amber Zumalt, the Deputy District Attorney in charge of domestic violence. And we've been talking about domestic violence and what we as citizens can do. And Amber, going back to you on this is the don't keep silent. Is that the idea? Is intervene?
Yeah, that's the message. Is, you know, help the victim to break that silence.
What if you see something happen? Because Bob talked about something that happened that he saw that a number of people got out of their cars. What do you do on something like that? Is that you're calling police and or should you? I mean, how much intervention?
I think you have to assess the situation at that point. I mean, one of the things that he talked about was nobody knew if this person was armed. And so contacting law enforcement, standing by to give a full statement, because who knows if the victim, he or she, is going to be cooperative. So making sure that you tell law enforcement everything that you saw.
Because you said 80%, about 80% of the victims, whether male or female, refused to testify or refuse to press charges, I guess.
Well, they just aren't cooperative in some sort of way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually a misnomer that that the victim is the one pressing the charges. It is my job in this assignment to determine which cases we file charges on. And so oftentimes victims will call in and he or she will tell me that they don't want to participate in the case, that they overstated what happened, or that they've forgiven their batterer. But I let them know that the choice of whether we pursue charges and we move forward with a case is not theirs. We don't put that onus on them. The onus is on me. And that's of the district attorney's office to determine.
So he or she can't blame their partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's definitely kind of part of it, too, is that, you know, a lot of times the aggressor's there pressuring them to drop the case. So, you know, I think that's a good reason why that decision is ours and not necessarily theirs.
Of course.
Because we're protecting the community. Mm-hmm. We are protecting people a lot of times who can't or have decided not to protect themselves or feel like they don't have the skill level yet to protect themselves. So, you know, frequently once we go forward on those cases, when we have someone who's reluctant and doesn't want to cooperate, and we go through and we get the conviction, and we've had people come back to us later and thank us, like, thank you. I know I told you I didn't want to do it, but now that he's been,
he or she's been convicted,
yeah, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, man.
And it's he or she. I'm guilty of this, maybe in a sexist way, that it's always women being abused, but it's not.
Right.
It's
yes.
men and women.
It
we
is.
Talked about choking.
We did.
Where people are choked. And then, but you've got, what did you say, 800% more chance if somebody chokes somebody for that person to be killed?
The stat comes out of the Journal of Emergency Medicine, and it's that when a victim has been strangled, because we choke on food, so strangulation is ligature, manual,
right.
actual blocking of air or blood flow to the brain around the neck. So when a victim is strangled, even once, by their batterer, they are 800% more likely to be a homicide victim of that same batterer.
Well, you know, strangling is not easy.
It isn't.
It isn't easy.
And it's
strangling
near lethal.
Is not easy. I mean, because most people don't have the strength in their hands to do that. But if they're at that point, that's really serious when you start talking like that.
Yeah, we actually have hand dynamometers. I'm impressed that I can pronounce that at this point, that test the strength of a grip.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is it actually takes less pressure on a neck to strangle somebody than it takes to open a can of soda.
Really? Now, that's on the cutting off the air from them like that.
Air or blood.
Okay.
Exactly. You're depriving
the
brain
really,
of oxygen.
But I tell you what, when you're at that point, though, that person is, well, of course, they're all pumped up, imagine, at that point.
You've made a decision to move to a lethal level.
Yeah.
I mean, and it really takes, loss of consciousness and strangulation can occur within 5 to 10 seconds. And brain death can occur within 4 to 5 minutes. And the pressure needed in order to deprive the brain of oxygen is less than popping the can of a soda.
Yeah.
So it's a near lethal act, and that's part of
and people may not even know that, but all of a sudden it's gotten to that point.
It has. And so that's the education, is that if there's a victim out there who thinks, well, you know, I can handle being slapped around or being what they use as their own words often is choked, letting her or him know, you know, what the statistics show regarding those types of assaults, you know, might be the difference between life or death for that victim.
Never even knew that. So if you've been choked, that your chances then of being killed later on are 800% more.
800% more if your batterer has strangled you in the past, even once.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
I mean,
you
know, and you know what? There's a obviously, Amber, you've got your team put together here, and that you are, you know, and you all work with One Safe Place. And again, this is not just women being battered. This is also men being battered. The just a quick question is: do you see the side of it? Isn't, we've already said, it's not necessarily social economic,
right?
But if we did have better mental health facilities, mm-hmm. would this help?
I think it would. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The more services our community has, the more it's going to help. The more that we have the resources for mental health or drug addictions or whatnot, it's going to help. But also doing events like we've been talking about, and the reason we're here today is the DA's office doing the Strikeout Domestic Violence in our community, raising the money to want support these centers and these resources that we have, which is One Safe Place. Again, we're putting together it. It's on October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Shasta Lanes. Call 225-5220 if you want to put together a team, if you've got a donation. information for the raffle, or if you want to just pledge a bowler, please give a call. We're hoping to raise $10,000 for One Safe Place to help with their new Sierra Center, and this is going to be our first annual event, so we're hoping to do it next year too and just keep raising more and more money each year to help our community on this very important topic.
So, Jarhead, it's October the 23rd, it's a Friday. You don't do anything on Fridays. You're usually, you know, you don't get arrested till Saturday. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And he wants to know if you put the bumpers up for his team. Will you put the bumpers up for his team?
Yeah, that might disqualify him from a trophy, though.
Okay, so there you go.
Well,
all
he'd
right.
lose the trophy for the worst at that point.
Exactly.
Okay, just give him a call, 225-5220. Set up your team. We've got a team here. We're going to get four people. We're going to raise some money and to help here. But thank you so much. Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County, and Amber Zumalt, who is the Deputy District Attorney for Domestic Violence. And there's a lot of information you gave us today. I think that knowing that it crosses all stratas of society, that it can happen in your neighborhood, whether you live in that million-dollar home neighborhood or you live in the trailer.
Right, and get involved. Don't turn your back. Get involved. Make the call.
Mm-hmm. If you see somebody you know that you work with and they've got bruises, you might want to find out why.
Absolutely, and participate in these events because it raises money for the resources that we have available right now in Shasta County.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And you know what? I just wish everybody could hear the breaks and things that are discussed here because it is just as good because it's two people that really care about what's going on in the society and about our community. And that's what I think is important for everybody. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. When I say, which are you, you've got plenty of chances to be good guys here. Tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will discuss the world.
All right, so I've got a second pack.
I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Big day in Washington and for the United States as Pope Francis received a red carpet reception from President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama at the White House. Both spoke to an enthusiastic crowd. Greg Cluxton with more on this historic day.
In his remarks here at the South Lawn arriving ceremony, the president said Pope Francis's message of love and hope has inspired people across our nation and around the world. He also praised the Pope for his humility, his embrace of simplicity, and for being a living example of the teachings of Jesus.
Greg Clugston reporting, a survey of businesses in China indicates manufacturing has been declining at its fastest rate this month since March of 2009.
The survey, a regular monthly exercise, provides further evidence that China's long period of prodigious economic growth is coming to an end. The figures suggest that manufacturing activity has declined in September.